over this bed of necks and shortwave necks.
Now I wanna sniff the Holy Trinity. Now I wanna have something to do.
Last time on Bucci.
You absolutely don't have to be desirous of a cat right in this moment
right.
In order to be welcome.
Chicago.
Yeah, I wish I didn't like Faith No More so much as a kid. I wish I didn't pour everything into that becoming so much of my personality. Why can't I remaster a part of my life?
Smooth Booch.
No, not Smooth Booch. It's not been smooth. Let's let bygones be bygones and let's go watch a porno that I found under my parents' bed. My fear of pornos began on that day.
My life has been so easy. I don't think the world's ready for Pierre Craig.
You're asking what we would remaster in our lives?
Yes, you would be excellent at the recorder.
Oh my gosh, I would be phenomenal, phenomenal.
You watch like What's Eating Gilbert Grape and you're like, how can I be a better brother?
But you know, what are you gonna do?
You could get 3 scoops of raisins without adding any more raisins. So it's like synthesizing a whole additional scoop of raisins out of nothing. I put years into it, It was like, I wish I could just go back and just forget that I ever had this idea. It's really a really great scoop. It's got everything you could want in a scoop.
I gotta lower my failure and boost my success.
You're successful?
No, yes, I know, obviously. Listen to your snare sound, Zach. And listen to Bucci's.
Release a little bit of that low-pass filter.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
All right. Radio is the best, right, Bandit?
Yeah, I agree.
I'd like to have been there during the meeting that Ken and Michelle had about letting you on the air and make sure it didn't happen.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
I don't want to love porno.
Bucci does.
No, I don't. Slicing that meat up again, third week in a row. I've been really meeting my quota, so I just continue to do it. And I also have kind of used it. I'm also weightlifting at the same time because, you know, when you blow on my bicep, it kind of wiggles all over the place. So I think it's time that I start the weightlifting. And the best time I can do it is also when I'm, cutting that deli meat. One arm cutting, the other arm lifting. Power lifting. Finally got a nice green chair in here. I've been yelling at Ken to give us a nice pure forest green chair because I'm the most comfortable in that, and he finally got it for me. I think it's the white one that they just spray painted. Anyway. Oh, hair dye. Hair dye for Bucci today. That's right. Bucci's finally going brunette. Blonde since birth.
Beep, 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 beep.
Blonde. I'm no bottle blonde either. I can see people on the chat going, he's a bottle blonde. I can see it. No bottle blonde. Unless you call my mother a bottle. Unless you call my mother's genetic code a bottle. Which if you do, we're going to fight. Don't talk about my mother like she's a bunch of genes stagnating in a still pond. As many people have. Yeah, so, yeah, I just figured it's time. Go a little, you know, go a little brunette. It's Manic Panic, you know, the classic hair dye. Let's see. It's, says horse brown on the side. It's not exactly manic, but it will be. It's going to cause a panic at the Bucci household, I tell you. My ex-fiance, Mrs. Bucci, is going to be like, oh my God. That's not what she sounds like. Oh my God. That's closer. What are you doing? Your skin is looks weird with the brown hair. And then she'll probably just leave, I guess. All right, so I'll report next week and let you know how the brown hair is going for me. I can't sit right in this chair, even though he did get me the collar. It's just really uncomfortable. People who subscribe to Bucci's Substack know that he has this weird pain between his shoulder blades. And I've had it for a while now, and it's getting worse. It's probably my posture, I would say. I don't have the coolest posture in the tri-state area. People who make similes about Bucci say that his body is shaped like a question mark.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci!
And also, always carrying around a backpack filled with 3 gallons of water doesn't help. Just loose water, in case I get real thirsty. Just take a little cup, dunk it in my backpack. Anyway, it's fine. It hurts the back, though. Just another cross to bear, which is another thing that can't be good for my back. This dang cross. Oh, what's going on here? The phone is ringing again. All right, I can't take this now. Bucci's just warming up. Okay, I'll take it. Caller, you're Bucci.
Oh, yeah, is this Bucci?
Yeah, this is Bucci. What's up?
This is really Bucci?
Yes, this is Bucci. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you that.
Okay. Prank call. Very nice. Very nice. Thank you. You know, Bucci's been getting a lot of these calls lately, these crazy voices and calls here at the studio and, you know, on the rest of the days of the week. And I don't, I'm just not comfortable with it. Anyway, today's topic is charcuterie. What makes the, we got another call here. All right, I got to answer. Caller, you got your boot.
Yeah, Bucci.
Yep. Yeah.
You.
What?
You got soft lips.
Soft lips. Yeah, I guess I have.
Yeah, then why don't you take those lips and call you?
I caught it. Didn't get the curse. I got it. Prank callers! They're everywhere. I was out on a date with Mrs. Bucci. We're having our date night, which is where we feed dates to each other in the parking lot. And I got a walking back to the car. Phone rang. Prank callers again. Some guy saying I owe 3 months of my HOA fees. Said I haven't paid in 3 months. And I'm behind and they need to fix the roof and they need my money. It's a total prank call. So I hung up. Then he called back. Straight to voicemail. I got to turn my hat backwards. I can't do a show with my bill facing forward. Is that a Bucci adage? No, I guess not.
Talk.
I used to be pretty good at prank calling myself. My friends and I, when we were kids, like junior high, early high school, my friends and I had like a prank call club. And, you know, we were kind of the outcasts in the high school. No, Bucci wasn't. But the friends, my other friends were, and they wanted to get back at some of the people who might have been bullying them. And so we would all run home from school and prank the, prank people. You know, we would say, "Ooh,
hello, yeah, we're the police. I'm the police. I have a crush on you. you wanna hang out in the back of my car and whatever?"
Or we would say, "I left my shoes." Or,
"Hello, your intimate apparel is ready for pickup. I work at Dunkin' Donuts, and we made your intimate apparel out of a bunch of crullers. Come pick it up. We got a bra made of cream donuts." Click.
We got up to all sorts, babe. It was fun. It was a good way to take out your strong animosity, but in a fun way. Eventually I grew out of the phase. You know, you have to put away those things. And plus, my friends really went too far. They really escalated their prank calls to having girlfriends and hanging out with them instead of Bucci. So they didn't. I couldn't go there with them. That was a little too much. So I would just prank myself. I had another phone, put it across the room. "Hey, Bucci, yes, how you doing?" "Oh, pretty good. I'm just doing Bucci over here." Oh, that's interesting. What'd you have for dinner?" "Oatmeal." "Oh, man, I had oatmeal too." You know, we'd kind of go back and forth for an hour, 15 hours. People on the chat over there at WFMU.org don't believe me. I can see they're being incredibly critical. They say, "Man, you're so honest. You could never pretend to be someone else for your own amusement." And that is true.
Trust Bucci.
But I tell you, I was a part of this club. And I was good at it. You know what? They just don't believe me. You know what? I am going to show you how good I am.
Bucci is going to show you how good he is.
Station manager Ken says you can't do the show for the people in the chat. You know, the show is worldwide. You can't do it for all the people out there. But I'm going to today. I'm going to show you that I can be, I am good at prank calls. I'm not good at getting pranked. But I'm good at pranking. So this week, let's see. Last week, how are we going to do this? This week, I want you, and I'm talking to you, I want you to call up, and Bucci's going to prank you. Don't prank me. I don't want you calling up and going, "Hello," just making googly, gurgling noises and then hang up the phone. I don't want you to do that. I am going to prank you. Call up, I'll prank you. Prank the pants off of you, and then I'm prank the pants back on you, and then I'll prank a winter coat on because it's really cold. I'll prank a coat on you, and then I'll prank the coat right off and put a suit jacket. Anyway, I'm going to prank you. This is definitely going to work. It definitely is. I was just thinking there for a second, but I think it's going to work. I'm going to prank you. It's going to kind of be the other way around. That's what it's going to be. So, all right, to get you in the mood for calling, I don't really have a good segue. Anyway, this is a phone. This is a song about a phone. It's called Cellular Device by Erica On and On Badu on WFMU. Uh-oh. Cremo Coil unplugged all my stuff. Let's do this again. This is going to be a great show. Erica Badu. No. What's going on here?
Mikey used to call you and sell you.
Bougie.
Price at night.
don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci pranks you.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Play night when you
That's enough. Erica Badu from her mixtape, You Can't Use My Phone. Lots of good stuff on that mixtape. All about phones. Speaking of phones, 201-209-9368. Bucci's going to prank you. Don't take it personally. Call it you got your Bucci.
Hi, Bucci. Jeez. My refrigerator's running.
Okay. That's, who's this? Hold on.
This is Jeff.
I'm going to stop. All right. Hey, Jeff. Well, that's an interesting statement, but what do you mean by that?
Well, I was just trying to let you know that my refrigerator was running, and I don't know what else you might want to do on this phone call.
What's going to happen, Jeff, is I'm going to prank call you, and you're going to, let's see if you get fooled.
I got it. I think I got it.
You do have it. All right, let's go.
Did it already happen?
No, it's happening now.
Okay. All right.
Answer the phone.
Hello? My refrigerator's running.
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Is Jeff there?
Yeah, it's me. What can I help you with?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. I have a reservation in a restaurant. Do you have my name?
No, are you sure you have the right number?
Yeah, I was gonna. I think so. Yeah, I made a reservation at your house for food. I think someone is making food for me.
Can you be here by 4:30?
No, I got the reservation 6:00. I gotta go. I gotta go see one battle after another again, and it's gonna get a 2.5-hour movie. So maybe can you come at 8:00? You got the table for 1 or 8?
Wait, are you sure you have the right number?
In your kitchen? Yeah, it's Jeff's restaurant, right? The Jeff's restaurant?
Yeah, but I don't have a restaurant. I make food.
I got him! Bucci!
Bucci!
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Talk, bro.
Yeah, hello.
You wanted to call Bucci, you gotta do it.
And is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
You better go catch it.
Yeah,
you, man. You got it backwards.
My refrigerator's really running. Do you know where it is?
It's in Los Angeles.
It's in Los Angeles. I saw it running into your house. Is it there? I think I left it under the sofa cushions. Can you go check?
Okay, I'll be right back. My brother's gonna go check.
Yeah, go check. That'd be great. Because I think I really need my refrigerator. I got all these hams, frozen hams, and I really need them to be cold, super cold. Are they there?
Well, not here.
Oh no, that's terrible news.
Going to the Empire State Building.
It's a what?
The Empire State Building.
Oh no, it's in the Empire State Building. Oh man, I'm gonna have to climb up that building like Godzilla and grab it, huh?
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I gotta go.
Bucci.
Oh man, that kid didn't know what was happening.
Hey, hello?
Yes, I have a person-to-person call from Prince Albert to Amanda Huggenkiss.
I'll take that.
Bob Hope.
Yeah, hello.
Bob Hope here.
Bob Hope. No, I'm supposed to be pranking you. You're pranking me.
Sorry. The strangest thing, my first memory with you, I got Star 69 prank calling someone in high school, and their last name was Bucci. And when I heard you, I remembered that, like, years ago. Isn't that crazy?
It's terrible.
My friend answered the phone and said, "This is Bucci. Why did you summon me?"
Yeah, I bought some shoes at your place of business the other day.
What size?
And they had two daggum scorpions in them.
We had a special, buy two, get one free.
Yeah, well, I got two scorpions and only one shoe. So what's going on there?
was there a wind of chains?
Well, I don't know what there is, but I tell you, my whole family's running around in the circle in the living room. They're afraid of the scorpions.
Them scorpions will rock you like a hurricane.
No, I want my money back.
Well, you're going to have to talk to the main branch about that one.
Main branch? Know. Well, what are you talking? Where's the main branch?
Hold on. I'm going to transfer you right now.
And that's a Bucci adage.
Adage.
Got that guy. Call Yabuchi. I mean, Steve. This is Steve.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this? Is this, who is this?
Franco.
Oh, is this Franco?
Yes.
Yeah, Franco. Think you left a baby at the hospital.
No, I was just there this morning. I definitely did not leave the baby there.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a baby rolling around. It kind of looks like you.
Well, there's a lot of babies that look like me, but it's not at the hospital.
Okay.
The only thing I left there was a bunch of blood.
Oh, yeah. Well, this baby's not too tough.
Brother.
Yeah. Well, are you okay? I mean, I hope there's not you're not still bleeding, are you?
No, I'm at home now in my bathrobe.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I think you took one of the hospital bathrobes, though, sir.
The only thing I stole from the hospital is a blanket.
Oh, okay. Well, those are free. You can have those. No problem. That's why we make them out of paper.
That's right.
All right. I gotta go.
Blew that one. Okay, that one's on Bucci. I can't do too much blood. I got blood all over that phone call.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this? Who is this?
Hey, I have your DoorDash order. I have your Mr. Beast burger.
Oh, I have your DoorDash order, actually.
I have your DoorDash order, actually.
Oh, really?
I think we're going to exchange DoorDashes. You know what I'm saying?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
No, that works Bucci. For me. Do you have my Mr. Beef, Beef-style burger, impossible with bacon?
I got your Mr. Beef-style burger. And I also got the fruit leather. Your Mr. Beef-style fruit leather.
Oh, I have your Mr. Beast jerky.
Oh, I have your Mr. Beast milkshake.
You want to watch Mr. Beast?
I can't. I got to deliver all this door daggam dash, you know? I got to work.
I'm right here.
Okay, well, yeah, I think I was at, I watched at your store and I left my shoes, there. I got scorpions in them.
All right, panicked a little there. 201-209-9368. Bucci's gonna prank you. You know, he can, I can prank you on anything. I'm gonna be an inanimate object. I'm gonna be some pens.
Let's see. Really fool this person. Hey, hello. I'm a can of
Pete. Yeah. This is Pete.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
It's your landlord calling.
Yeah, this is a couple pens calling. You owe me a pen.
A
pen?
Yeah, you took a pen out of me, and I need it. It was my dad.
Your dad had a pen?
No, I'm a pen.
I gotta go. I think that worked.
Bucci.
Caller, you mean,
pen, Colin. You owe me a...
Hey, hello.
That's a stupid voice.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Is this Mike?
No, this is James.
Oh, yeah, James. That's what I have here. Yeah, James. Hey, listen, crazy question.
But, okay.
Yeah, I'm real itchy. I heard you got real long fingernails. Do you mind scratching my arm? I got really itchy arms.
No, they're I got real short fingernails.
No, I got it on this piece of paper that you got long nails. There's a photo attached to the piece of paper, too. You got real... You got real long nails. So you mind scratching my arm, please?
Okay.
Could
I'll scratch your arm if you need me to.
Yeah, could you write your name in the dry skin of my arm?
I didn't sign up for this.
Gotta go.
Ah. 201-209-9368, Bucci's pranking you, and nobody, people are just, they don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on.
Yes, hello. Who is the, hello?
Hey, Bucci, thanks for giving me your personal cell phone.
Oh, yeah, no, well, you know, I always like to be in touch with my, my best friend.
What? Yeah. Best friend? Well, hey. You know, I've been thinking a lot about what you've been asking me lately.
Yeah, I mean, we.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? I think I'm ready for that sort of, you know, commitment. Put the time in to learn.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I mean, what is the accent? Hello, hello, yes, you have a reservation at a restaurant.
Exactly. I'm willing to eat there
exactly
2-3 times a week.
Yeah, well, we have this pie waiting for you. It's 4 inches deep.
Mmm, sounds delicious.
Well,
it's organic?
It came from the organic matter. Wee wee.
I like your sense of humor.
Ignore that. Hello, so you want to come and get this a pie?
Yeah, make it 2 of them and a side of French fries.
Oh, this pie, it is full of love. It shall surely have a baby for you, monsieur.
Ooh, hope it's not one of those from the hospital.
No, this is straight from, the internet. I got the pie from AI. It's an AI.
Oh, dark
pie.
Web AI?
Yes, it's a PIEAI. Wee.
Well, I'll see you and I'll give you money.
I gotta go.
All right. Nice job.
201-209-9368. I am pranking people. Any kind of you want to get fooled? Bucci's the guy for this hour. Wait, I got to turn off this bed music. Which one is it? Oh man. I'm all alone here. All right, there we go. 201-209-9368. You know what? I'm gonna prank someone, actually. Let's do this.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Is this Dr. Willard speaking? Hello? Is this Dr. Willard speaking?
It is. How can I help you?
Oh, yeah, this is Jim. Am I a patient? I'm a patient of yours?
What's your last name?
Oh, my name's Jim Jaminen and Son.
Jaminen and Son.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, let me look you up. How do you spell your last name?
Oh, yeah, you got J-A-M, and then you got your I-N, and then you got E-N-I-N, and then you have a son, and then you got one more name.
Okay. Yes, I have you, Mr. Jaminen and Son. What? How can I help you? Hello?
Yeah, you have my, you sure you spelled my name right there?
Yes. How can I help you?
Well, I'm experiencing an issue with this bill here I got. See, I was in the hospital a couple days there, recovering from my brain surgery. And I was watching television. You know, they got that TV in your rooms there, which I really appreciate. You know, it's a real long convalescence, and I love my television. So I was in there, you ever see that show, Yellowstone? I was watching the SI. Yeah, you know, you know what I was watching out of that show. And then later, I was looking at the bill that said what all the things I watched. So it just said on the bill, it said Yellowstone, Yellowstone, Yellowstone. And then MSNBC, of course, I got to get my MSNBC and then Yellowstone. And then I was, then it said on the bottom, and I apologize for my language here. It said a dirty movie. It said I was watching some dirty movie. And I say, I tell you that I don't watch dirty movies. You know, because I don't like when people look in my eyes. You know, I don't like their eyes looking at me. What if they look at me, you know, with them in these movies? And I don't need that. But Jim don't need that. So that's why I bring my magazines everywhere I go. I don't have to look at those movies. But I'm really concerned because that movie is like, you know, $20.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, thank you.
I can certainly arrange to have that taken off your bill.
Okay, good. I guess I'll let you go then.
I see you're 52.
What? I will say it again.
I see you're 52.
Yeah, I'm 52.
Have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No, I haven't.
Well, I would suggest you come in as soon as you can. I think we ought to schedule one. With your history, you are very high risk.
Oh my God. Oh my. Okay.
Good. I'll book you. Now, looking at your chart, are you still experiencing a pain between your shoulder blades?
Yeah.
You've been having that for a while now?
Yeah. Well, it's weird. I say it's weird because I've been slumping so much, and I got the standing desk now, but I don't know. Is it like a... Maybe it's like a posture thing.
Okay. So that's something else we should definitely look into.
I've been, like, working out a lot. Could that be it?
No, I don't think so. A pain caused by working out wouldn't be bothering you for this long. Are you still there?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's schedule you for a CT scan. It could be nothing, but we should just make sure. It's best that we catch these things early.
What do you mean, dear? Like what?
It's best not to speculate.
Well, what's the next appointment for, I guess?
Let me check. Okay, so I see that the next time I should see you is tomorrow, at Cat's Deli, when you're making my sandwich. Ha 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 ha. No pickles, bitch.
I told people, don't prank Bucci. You know, I thought that voice was a little weird. That doctor didn't sound human at all. I got fooled. Well, now I gotta fool like four people to make up for that. Well, thank God. Because I really do, maybe I should get I should call the doctor, though. That, you know, I have practice colonoscopies. You know, I just kind of, cook. Hey, hey.
I told you I'd call.
Yeah, hello. Who is this?
Brian.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? Last night was so much fun.
Yeah, I remember.
I told you I'd call.
Oh, yeah. Well, here I am. Thank you for calling me. What's your name again? I meet so many people.
Jenny.
Oh, hey. Oh, that's right. Jenny. That's right.
Don't you remember you gave me your number after we danced all night last night?
Well, no, I don't give numbers out to people. I think I might have been an accident, you calling me. Jesus, you're going to get me in trouble.
No, this is Brian, right?
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
You're going to get me in trouble here. I got to let you go. Mrs. Bucci, just if Mrs. Bucci is listening, I don't know this woman. You know, I only give my phone number out to security guards. And don't ask why. 201-209-9368. I'm going to get pranked. I'm going to prank you. I can prank you in any way you want, you know, like... stop making noise. Maybe you should ask me how you'd like me to prank you. Like, stop making noise. I'm trying to kiss up here, and I can't kiss with you're playing your Faith No More too loud. And I'm trying to kiss, and I distracted. You know, something like that. Or,
hey, I'm a chair. You sit on me too much. You're making me sad. I got a bottom-shaped hole in my body. I'm a chair.
Man, I'm losing it. I'm gonna slice some meat here. Oh, one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Seven pieces of meat sliced. And one weight lifted.
Hey,
hello? Hello?
Yeah, hello. Hey, how's this? Who's this?
It's a guy named Joe.
Hey, Joe. You know, listen. I'm trying to concentrate. And do you own a parrot or a bunch of tweeting birds? I'm trying to concentrate, and your birds are keeping me and my mother up.
You're constipated? Oh wait. Oh yeah, I have a bird.
How many birds? I mean, do you have a whole flock over there? Because it's I can't even listen to Yellowstone. It's so loud over there. You're tweeting.
I mean, what the heck's going on?
Well, I don't know what to do.
I can hear them now. I can hear them right now. Listen to all those birds. I mean, I don't want to advocate for putting them to sleep, but can you throw a cloth over them?
I could throw a blanket over them or something.
Yeah, there you go. Go ahead. Can you do that? Because my mother's getting real sad.
Would you hang on a second?
Yeah.
I'll hang on for a second.
Okay. All right. I did it. I threw the blanket over. Is it better?
It's getting louder. I mean, it's getting louder there.
Gun.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't swear because my mother doesn't like to hear...
I won't say that other thing. No.
Yeah,
please.
My mother doesn't like swears. She only likes swears when they came out of her mouth.
No, I don't swear around my goat.
Yeah, well, I don't hear your goat. Luckily, you reviews that vocal cords from that goat because I can only hear these birds. And I tell you, their tweets are going right through my brain.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. What should I do?
Well, what I can recommend is maybe you should let those birds go free. I mean, who needs all the birds?
I'll do that. Hang on.
Who needs that many birds?
I don't know if this is working, but let me try it. Here, you talk to the goat. Here, talk to the goat. Okay, go on. Go on, get... You're free.
No, it's getting louder and louder.
Okay.
Sir, you're driving my mother's giving birth to a new baby. She's so upset.
Your mother?
Yeah, she's been pregnant for 17 years, and she's finally given birth.
Her.
Well, I tried to God bless her, but she burst into flames.
Sounds like she's been blessed already.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I do. Well, sir, I thank you for keeping your birds as quiet as possible. My mother, I gotta go. The birds. 201, 209. That guy. What did I say? My mother's giving birth. Oh, Bucci. You really got it made.
I
gotta put these birds. There it is. Here we go. So, all right, this time I'm gonna be like a karate. I know what I'm gonna do.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, caller, you got Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Voice too many times.
Yeah, well, hey, Bandit, I heard you've been talking about me, and you want to get into a karate fight. This is
jiu-jitsu, but I'm down.
I've mastered in all the hand-to-hand arts, whether it be karate or jiu-jitsu or just slapping each other's hands in a high-five situation.
Well, I recently took a home course in Bucci Fu, so...
That is. My name's Steve.
Oh, Steve, you're my arch enemy now.
Yeah, well, listen, you've been talking a lot of S-M-A-C-K about old Steve, and I'm going to care to say I'm going to karate you in half.
I'm gonna kick you.
No, don't attack. I would rather you not move when I'm karateing, because I don't know how to karate a moving target. I've been karateing the wall for 12
You want me to just lay down in
years.
The fetal position?
Well, yeah, that would be great, and I'm going to chop you right in the belly, and you'll probably die.
No, I'm just going to grab you by the legs and hold on like a koala.
Well, I'm gonna curl up in a fetal position like a koala.
Oh, no, how do I counter that?
You can't. You're dead.
Call Igabuchi. Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, you call
Hey, this is Danny. I would like to get a reservation for the WFMU Monty Hall chess tournament coming up.
Yeah. Oh. Are you trying to get the chess? You want to be a part of the chess club, huh?
Yeah, I want to go in the chess tournament.
He's cranking
of Monty Hall. I want to go there. Can I get a reservation?
Yes. Well, we're all sold out because many people love chess. But I can maybe sneak you into the back.
We can put you on a stool, and then if anyone drops out, you can be the next chess master.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
We have a real special chess game going on here. We only allow certain moves. You can't use all the you can't do all the moves in our chess game.
Oh.
What's your favorite chess character? What's your favorite chess person? You like the knight? You like the bishop?
No, I like the rook.
Oh yeah, you can't use the rook. We've replaced the rook with another pawn. We love pawns here at the WFMU Chess Factory.
You love pawns? Yeah, I like my rook.
It's all pawns. There's the chess. It's the only chess tournament where it's all pawns.
Oh, I like. Could I sign up for that one?
Yeah, let me write you. What's your name again? Mike?
No, my name's Danny.
Oh, Danny. Oh, yeah. How you doing, Danny? So, Danny, when's the next time you could... When's the next time you can come? When do you want to play chess?
Oh, is there any available in December?
Yeah, we got a whole lot. What about December 25th?
Okay, yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah, because you can't spend time with your family. You got to come and play chess.
Hey, wait. 25th, that's Christmas.
No, yeah,
wait,
well...
is there no other available?
Yeah, no, I'm afraid... Well, yeah, we do. It's the 20th, day before, 24th.
Okay, I'll do that one.
Okay, let me schedule for you the whole day, because some of these chess tournaments, because it's only pawns, it takes the whole day to win a game.
Okay. Okay.
7 hours. Okay there, Danny. All right, I got
to
see.
Okay, thank you.
All right, goodbye.
Was that a prank call? I feel like he was pranking me. We're both pranking each other. Don't prank Bucci. Okay? I really would appreciate... I'd appreciate you didn't prank Bucci.
Bucci.
No, don't prank Bucci. 201-209-9368. I was pranking someone, and I ended up getting married to her. I met Mrs. Bucci via a prank call. I called her up and asked her which kind of vegetable does she trust the most. Like, do you like a radish or do you like a eggplant or aubergine, as they say in the UK? And or vegetable marrow, they say it something. And anyway, and she said, "Oh, I trust." I don't know why she was speaking. I gotta go. Call Igabuchi. I mean, call.
Hello, telephone caller.
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Livingston Sandwich.
Oh, hello. Livingston, I have a piece of paper. It's an invoice for one hug. Do you want to... it's still pending. Have you gotten hugs lately? I'm going to guess no.
BD2, open those arms, my friend.
Well, my friend, what kind of person would you like to hug?
Well, I'm not a discriminating fellow, no, indeed.
Both
could be tall, short, heavy set, slender. Gender does not matter to Livingston.
Oh, that's good, because they're all the same. It's all those things you just mentioned. It's going to be about 7 people.
Oh, I'm warming my hands in anticipation.
Well, I'm rubbing my hands with all the money you're going to send me because of the... I got to go.
Again, don't prank Bucci. I'm going to do this cup of pens thing again. I feel like I didn't run out that. Call Igabuchi. I mean, you got a cup of pens.
Okay, phone.
Yeah, hello, I'm a cup of pens.
How's it going, Bucci?
Pretty good, but I'm not Bucci, I'm a cup of pens. You know, you left a index finger in me. Could you take your index finger out of me? This is a cup just for pens, not index fingers.
Yeah, I'll use about anything to write that note.
Yeah, well, I didn't understand what you just said, but just take your index finger out of my pen cup, and I'll give you a free blue one.
Good. I can't really see blue. But if you got red or green, that'll work.
Yeah, well, that means I got a green pistol.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-Bucci.
Micah, have you ever prank called anyone?
Oh, yeah.
What was your move?
Okay,
go ahead.
We used to pretend that we were terrorists.
Terrorists,
and that we kidnapped the... son or daughter of the person we were killing.
Did you do a funny voice?
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay. You just did your own voice.
No.
You just did an unfunny voice.
Yeah.
I see. And you'd say, I have your son or daughter. And they'd say, well, which one?
Honestly, I don't remember what they said.
They just started crying and screaming. It was a long time ago. Do you want to try pranking me?
No. Nope.
With that voice?
I'm good.
201-209-9368. We got 3 more minutes. I would never prank anyone like that.
Trust.
Make anyone scared. I mean, I would break up a marriage. But I would also get that same marriage back together. And then I'd feel like God. God. Well, I think what we've basically learned today is that, what have we learned? We've learned that pranking goes both ways, but ultimately it's incredibly entertaining, as
many, as the 80s and 90s said, there's all sorts of people made, there's all sorts of prank call millionaires out there. And they've brought a lot of joy to people's life. And just because you're bringing confusion and frustration to one person, ultimately, we've sacrificed the one for the good of the many. All right. I'm not pranking anyone anymore. And you tell you what's not a prank, though I wish it was. Music of Mind Control is up next with Micah. You know what? One more. Call you a Shabooch. I mean,
you got, to make a pranking.
Yeah, hey, you got Micah. It. How are you? This is Micah.
Oh, Micah, man, I love your show.
Oh, really, I don't love you. You're the worst.
I wanted to make a pranking confession.
When are you going to
go? I feel
go,
really bad
man.
About something
oh,
in my life.
Oh, God. You're just okay. So boring. Oh, you know what? I'm going to blow up your house.
You've been listening. You've been pranked by Bucci.
Bucci.
At WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Next week, I'm going to be straight and honest with you. Who listens to Bucci? You Ducci.
So stay tuned. The Lord now is pulling his people out to bring them in. Come you out of her, my people. Touch not the unclean thing. Don't partake of the accursed thing of Achan. Oh, a little Babylonian garment, little wedge of gold.